The largest city in western Massachusetts is beginning a new year with a new effort to hire a more diverse municipal workforce. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno has hired labor attorney Talia G as the city's first chief diversity and inclusion officer.
I'm really excited about today's announcement. I'm excited to be in the role and I'm really happy to do that work.
The creation of the new cabinet-level office was announced by Sarno at a City Hall news conference Wednesday, attended by several city department and agency heads and members of G's family.
So I'm hoping to advance the city's diversity and inclusion objectives and goals and working with department heads to provide training and also working on recruitment and retention efforts as well.
After graduating from law school in 2010, G worked for a law firm in Springfield, did volunteer community legal work, and obtained an MBA. She was hired in June 2018 to work for the city's Labor Relations Department. In the new job, she's expected to develop and execute proactive initiatives to recruit, hire, and advance for promotion a city workforce that more closely reflects Springfield's demographics.
And this is about increasing opportunities. This is about getting the best and the brightest for our taxpayers here in the city of Springfield.
Sarno has defended his administration's record on diversity in city employment, but he's been criticized for passing over minorities when filling key jobs, such as the appointment in 2017 of a new fire commissioner. Last summer, the city council approved an ordinance to create a diversity officer, but it was vetoed by the mayor, and the council could not muster the votes for an override. Sarno said Wednesday the new diversity officer position was created as a result of a reorganization of the city's former Equal Employment Opportunity Office, where the longtime director is retiring.
We worked for about a year and a half, almost two, on the this transitional but an evolving position.
City Councilor Marcus Williams, who sponsored the failed diversity officer ordinance, said he was pleased the mayor had taken the steps to create the position.
So to see now, to my surprise, an announcement for new chief diversity officer is it's a bit interesting to me. Probably politics as usual, but I am glad that implementation is kind of where we're at right now, because I think that's the most important aspect in terms of bringing this very important position to the table for the city of Springfield.
G will officially start in the new job on January 14th with a salary of $92,000. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.